Hi, and welcome to the Playlist Club, the music podcast with your weekly playlist of fan favorites and new artists. This is my King along with
Sandy
and Brianna.
This week's episode is going to be a fun yet controversial episode. We'll be ranking K-pop entertainment companies in tiers. If you want to hear more, then tune into the episode. Let's
start that playlist.
Who's ready to do some ranking? The three of us will be coming together to make an entertainment tier list. So let's fight this out. Like in the gaming culture, we'll be ranking from S tier to S, A, B, C, D, E, F, pretty much. When we do this ranking, I want you girls to think about like the overall performance of the company. So going from like music production to how they treat or protect their artists and media exposure, etc. So the entertainments that we will be ranking today are YG, SM, Big Hit. Yes, they are HYBE, but for this, I want to have like the separate companies. So Big Hit will be on its own. And then there's JYP, Cube, Starship, TS, Jellyfish, WM, FNC, Woolum, DSP, KQ, Brand New, RBW, and Pledis. Mm-hmm. Do you girls know these entertainments?
Yeah.
Or majority?
I think most. Some of them more so than others. But it'll be interesting to see where everyone stacks up. I know some of us are more biased towards certain entertainments. Me being Big Hit, I will be completely honest. But that's why it's the three of us and not the one of us. So we'll see if it's actually balanced or not in the end.
How about you, Sandy?
I don't think I have a favorite company or anything. So I think I'll be the most neutral. I'm not a fan of companies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a company stan, so...
All right. So we'll start from the bottom list that we named off here. We'll go with Pledis. So in Pledis Entertainment, we did have Newest. There's also Seventeen, and some of the older artists that they had were like Orange Caramel. They had Reina, mm-hmm. and After School. After School. It's been a long time. You know, it kind of goes well with Playlist Club.
After School.
Yeah. Brianna's looking at me like, that is so bad.
Shake my head.
But Pledis, what do you girls think they fit in? I kind of want to give them a C.
Yeah, I would give them a C overall. They do amazing with their boy groups, besides Newest. They did amazing with Seventeen, and then they sucked with their girl groups overall. Like, their girl groups produce amazing music, but they didn't have any management. They disappeared a lot, or went on like super long hiatus, which would affect the careers, especially when they mm-hmm. would reach their peak of their career. Pledis would be like, "Ah, oh, we'll just put you on break for like 5 years.
For eternity.
For, yeah.
Sorry. See, like, okay, I agree with what Sandy said. Like, they did, like, Newest did very well when they debuted, but, like, they made a mistake in there somewhere, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't know what part it was, but from what I heard, you know, after, like, they kind of blew up, like, they took them to go overseas to promote, mm-hmm. and I think that was a big mistake for them. But I don't know. Maybe they learned from that. That's why they didn't do that with 17. Who knows? But then, like, after that, you just never, ever heard, like, Newest again until they came onto, like, Produce. So, I don't know. I'm glad that they did start, like, promoting them afterwards. But they could have been some talks in there. After School, like, they really promoted it after school. But then a lot of companies do this too. Like, they focus on like one or two artists in the group,
mm-hmm.
you know, And they did this with After School, and they kind of like NCT, they were doing like that
graduation
of the like people members, in the groups, yeah, adding and like putting in new artists. But I think they did kind of stop that because maybe it didn't work or something. But because I didn't really see them adding new members or taking out new members. Yeah, I did not like that.
Yeah. I mean, like, even with them promoting 17 well, they also, 17 did struggle the first few years of their careers. Like, they really had to do everything themselves, like, from promoting themselves and, like, all of that. But, like, I wouldn't say Pledis is a standard. They tried. And they do good with production. Other than that, I think managing-wise, it's kind of rough.
Yeah, just like you said, I think production-wise, I think they do a good job music. Like, I don't know who their producers are. So, like, for me, I'd give them an A regarding, like, production and, like, concepts and things like that. But then, like, once you look into, like, the PR management side, I think that's where we would definitely dock them some points because,
yeah,
like, with Kristen, R.I.P. Kristen. Yeah. like, it was, like, I guess they didn't see the result that they wanted right away, yeah, Pledis. So, like, they kind of just, like, disappeared off the face of the earth, even though they had, like, popular Produce members in the group, yeah, or, like, people who were popular on Produce. So that part to me was really odd because it's, like, you could have, like, banked on that a bit, mm-hmm, to, like, help you carry. And then, like, how, like, the whole thing happened with, what's her name?
I don't know.
They had one girl that, like, left. She was body shamed, and I don't feel like they did a good job protecting her. I don't know if it
from
was, like.
From which girl group?
From Kristen.
Kayla.
Kayla. Yeah. So, like, to me, it's, like, I don't know if she left willingly or if they, like, forced her out. Mm-hmm. We will never know. So, like, to me, like you said, like, they do a good job with productions and they do a good job with their boy groups, but then most of the time, but then like with their girl group side, like I think just in general in the K-pop, it's harder to promote with girls. That's not really what we see right now, yeah, per se. But when these like girl groups came out, it was a bit more difficult, I would say. So I think like a C would be fine. Like they do a good job, but they've had issues. I think, mm-hmm, if anything, I would give them the highest I would give them is like a B, but C is fine too.
Yeah, I'll stick them at C.
Yeah, I think they're a good middle-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Pledis at C. Next up, we have RBW and in RBW, we have a very well-known group called Mamamoo. They also have some boy groups like Romance. We have Oneus, and then the band group, Oneui. And what do you girls think about RBW? Where would you stick them?
I don't know much about them. Other than, like, the whole Raven situation and knowing Mamamoo, think they produce, they have good production, but I don't know like company wise how they treat members or treat their artists. I don't know much about that, but they do good with music.
I agree. You don't hear too much about RBW, mm-hmm, which could be a good or a bad thing, you know. But most likely I would like to say that it's a good thing because then you know, you don't hear like people bad mouthing them, but at the same time, like, you don't hear too much about, like, the members talking about the entertainment itself.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was that one time when Wien did have, like, her health issues, and she decided to leave RBW but staying with Mamamoo. So I like that she's still able to, like, connect with the group, even though she's in a different company now. So, but I do wish, like, their PR was a little bit better. They don't try too hard, in my opinion. Or, like, at least I feel like it could have been better. At the
it could definitely be better, yeah, because nobody even knew Oneus was on tour. And, like, like, to me, it's like nobody even knows Mamamoo is going to be on tour either. Like,
you don't think so? Mamamoo? No. I feel like people know Mamamoo.
No, like, they're. Have you seen their PR stuff that they sent out?
No.
It's not good. I saw it. I'm like, what is this? Mamamoo is like a top tier girl group, and this is the image you send out. I don't know. I don't know who their American PR team is, but the ad is not working. I don't know. I mean, like you girl said, like, their vocals are good, but like, I just don't think, at least on the America side with their tours, like I don't know why they sent one to like all of these like
small
places. Like, it's great that we saw them, or my king saw them in Madison, yeah. But then it's like, is this, were you guys experimenting with something? Or like, I don't know. I just feel like it would have been a grueling schedule for the boys, because you're stopping at so many places, and I know you're not flying to like this small town in Detroit, or not Detroit, in Michigan. Like, you are busing your artists to these spots, so I don't know.
I mean, it could have been like finance too.
No, that's true.
Possible. That's true. Yeah, PR and public media exposure could definitely use work, but otherwise, I do like their music. I feel like Mamamoo's starting to get a little repetitive in their sound, but it doesn't mean that it's not good though. Where would you place them? I would place them around a C too.
Oh shoot, really?
Yeah, either C or B, just because they could use improvement. I see a lot of room for improvement.
I think I would put them in B. I don't think their PR is good, but I think their trainees and the talent that they have is really good.
Oh yeah.
So that to me speaks about like at least their talent scouting side. So like for me, it's like on average they do a good job more often than not.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'd put them in B as well. I don't feel like they're A. I feel like they're doing something. I mean, I always talk about this, but like if you re-sign with your company, there must be something they're doing right for you to want to renew your contract with them for another like 2 or 3 years. And like majority of Mamamoo members did re-sign their contract, so.
We'll have to see about this after this year.
Apparently a disbandment in 2023.
I hope not.
I can kind of see that though.
Yeah.
Them leaving RBW and then them pursuing their solo music.
Yeah.
Like, I think Hwasa's ready.
I think Hwasa's ready to leave. Maybe not Mamamoo, but like on her own, kind of like Wien. But I feel like Solar and Moonbyul might stay.
I can see that.
Yeah. I feel like they might stay. Just because, you know, you see a lot of them promoting those two.
That's probably a reward for them. To be like, hey, you guys are staying
here. Have a
here's a subunit.
A subunit. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about Hwasa though. Like, she's doing very well, but I don't know why they're not promoting her. Maybe she's not looking to promote.
Could be that too.
Or she's working on music. So who knows? Very exciting.
But here they go.
But all right, we do have RBW placed at B, a B-tier entertainment.
Can we move groups as we go?
I think we can ship them.
Okay.
Just as like we start to like evaluate, like it's, I wouldn't say we should evaluate and compare companies, but
it's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen at like some areas. So yeah. I'm okay if we tweak them and adjust them as we go on. But next up, we have Brand New Entertainment. In Brand New, we have AB6, BDC, and then we have some solo artists that were in there. Bumpkey, I'm not sure if a lot of people know them anymore. But we also have Kanto. We have Rhymer. And and Kitty B. There's many more, but then those are like some of the more well-known or we know of. So those are some groups and solo artists that we have and brand new.
Yeah. I'm gonna be completely honest. I know nothing about brand new. AB6, Daehui. Woo! So for me, I don't know enough information. So they go in no opinion, but I know Sandy's a hip-hop rap person, and it sounds like this group has a lot of, or this entertainment has a lot of hip-hop.
Oh yeah, people. They're like a hip-hop company.
I like didn't realize how many like R&B and like hip-hop rappers they had in their company, which is funny because I feel like AB6 tried to go that route and then now they're just completely pop music.
They didn't start off like that at all. It was already like just mainstream K-pop, like pop.
No, like K-pop. I'm talking about when they were on Produce. What they put on Produce, that was more on a hip-hop side than it was pop music. But yeah, I don't know what happened.
I have a feeling they based AB6 kind of around Daehui.
Yeah.
And then
because
maybe
he was popular.
Maybe they, I don't say they built. Okay, see, I know nothing about AB6, so I could be completely off, but it's like Daehui's personality on Produce was very like outgoing, kind of funny, and because he has a higher voice, a bit more like feminine, I think. And so I think it'd be very odd in a way if you place him as a K-pop idol into a group that's a bit more like hip-hop heavy.
Yeah. I was thinking because Daehui is their producer. He writes most of their music.
Oh yeah, that's true. That is very true.
So I feel like maybe because pop is more what he's into. I don't know. I don't know Daehui. Let's just say that. But like, vocally, maybe that works better for him because he is their writer, songwriter. I don't know if he is anymore, but I do believe when he was on Produce, he did write their like audition song and produced it. And then they had a member who made the choreography. So it's very much like a group that produces their own stuff. But yeah, like Brie, I don't really know much about the company itself, except that they have a lot of good artists that I never knew were under them. So
that's true. See, like that's one of the things, like I've heard of brand new, right? So, so with AB6, I was expecting a lot. So, but then when they came out, it was totally different. I'm like, this is a hip hop company. They did, like you said, they did kind of come off like hip hoppy and Produce. But then when they debuted, I was like, wait, what? This is just pop? What? Yeah. Not to like offend anybody, but like I was not expecting this from brand new and like the music that came out of brand new, just because is so different from their entertainment itself. Yeah. The image, the whole entire image. So, yeah.
Progressing into new territory. So that's why I think they belong in E.
Yeah.
But, or in no opinion, because I don't know. Like, I think if you look at them on the hip-hop side with the lineup that they have, like, I think most of them like are well known, they're solo people, but then like I just don't know that, so that's why like for me it's like no opinion. But I don't know if you girls would place them somewhere else.
They could use a lot of promotion. Not just for like AB6, but all the other artists that they have under them, you know, like you don't hear about them. I barely hear about any of them anymore. Like we have Bumkey and Verbal Gent. They used to be very popular in like the second gen, you know, but now like you just don't hear about them, or at least I don't know of what they've been up to or anything.
I mean, I know Bumkey just released something like last week or a couple weeks ago, months ago. I don't know. I know there was a recent release. Verbal Gent, besides seeing him and Show Me the Money, I haven't really seen him anywhere, but I could just not be listening to him. But yeah, they have a lot of good soloists. So, but yeah. Then company wise, I don't know much about the company.
Even though I don't know the company, I would give them about like a C. Just because like when I watch AB6 content, it seems like they're
AB6 content.
Well, when I was watching Golden Child, they were like together. Okay? Oh, I was like, what? So I could call it 86 content, okay? But then, like, they're very, like, they have, like, a lot of freedom, in my opinion. Carefree. Because the main singer, AB6, he's, like, friends with Jeonjun and Golden Child. And they're just crazy. I love it. I love how crazy they are. So it's just like, you know, considering that they're able to do that, you know, like it says something about the company. It's like having Jessie in your company.
I'm picturing you like in your room watching like AB6 content. I'm no. like, what? No. But you place them in C.
Yeah, I think I would place them in C. Like they either C or D just because like they have a lot of improvement that they could work on.
Yeah.
So.
What about you, Sandy?
I don't really know where to place them because I don't know much about it. Like, I could say C, but, like, it wouldn't be fair to the company because I don't know how the company's treated their artists. I've never really seen any problem come out of it, but, I mean, every company's going to have issues. I just haven't seen anything, so I don't really know how the company treats the artists. But like McKing said, you do notice them having a lot more freedom, which is nice on the company's behalf to allow that because companies have a lot of say in like what the artist is, the kind of music they put out.
There was that one time when one of the AB6 member left the group. I forgot what happened.
Oh, that's right, drunk driving, yeah, or something like that.
Was it?
Yeah,
I remember it was like or a scandal or something. Drinking. And then
drunk driving or underage drinking, one of those. Something with drinking.
Yeah. So. Anyways, well, they left the group, and I don't remember how they handled it, to be honest.
It was drunk driving.
Okay, it was drunk driving. I knew it was like
to D
driving.
You go!
To D you go. There you go. Just
so final answers?
What about you, Brie? Where would you place
it? I've been saying it, E. I don't know them enough.
Oh, and we forgot to mention, like, E... We decided to have that as a like no opinion because like we don't know the company well or have enough like information that we can go based off on. E for Brianna. What about you, Sandy?
I'll put them in E. I don't know enough about production wise and about the company itself.
Me, I would have given them like a C-ish D. But we could definitely go for E because I don't know them too well either. Only like some of the groups and the artists. So, okay, we have brand new music at E. Next up, we have some bias going on here.
We got
some KQ with ATEEZ and you know, back then they have Block B and a current solo artist they have is Ho Young Se, which is from the group SS501. Oh, we also have Maddox and Eden.
And Psychers.
And Psychers now. I keep forgetting about them. But where would you
I'll go last because
no, I think you should go first.
Okay, so if I were to look at KQ Entertainment, love you, you know. but I think overall the company, because I think their start was always to be a production company, and that's why they have like Edenary, and like that was what they started off with originally. And then so when Black B came along and they had Seven Seasons as a subsidiary, you know, like that's kind of like production was heavy. And I think that kind of reflects in like some of their artists doing like some production work, like Hongjun, like produced Psyker's new album or his new, their debut song. Some people likes it. Some people don't. It's up to you, your own preference. But I think overall, like I've heard mostly positive things about KQ, but that's because I am involved in the fandom a little bit more. There are always like negative things, but like generally they let their artists go on break, like when Mingi needed to go on break. I think they did a really good job with ATEEZ's debut. Like, it wasn't just one music video, but it was multiple music videos, and that's what they normally do. So like, I think that comes to the benefit with them being a smaller company. So like, for me, no bias, but I put them in A. I don't know if you girls would disagree, agree. I don't know. I think overall, like, would I want to sign up, like, be a KQ trainee if they had like a girl group? I don't think I would mind very much, but I don't know.
But they never had a girl group, so we don't know how it's gonna be like.
I would put them in A. I feel like any scandal that's come out of KQ, they've been able to handle it well, or any controversy, like with Hyunjun's box braids or his corn rolls, whatever he had. Couldn't remember. KQ replied back quickly. Obviously, they couldn't remove every single photo because it was put out for production already, but they were able to respond quickly to that matter. Their artists have a lot of freedom, which is nice. So yeah, I would put them A, in the A class.
I don't know them too well, obviously. But then I think, based off like what you girls said, I would place them around that area too. I do like their artists. I don't like always listen to them, but I think their production is pretty good. Like, I've known them since Black B era, so, and mm-hmm. to know Eden too, you know. I think that says a little bit. I just wish they would promote, like, I've noticed that they have Ho Yeon-se. I'm like, why haven't I heard anything about him? So I think just working on a little bit more on the PR side. And even for ATEEZ, I feel like they could work on it a little bit more to get them out there. Because if you weren't a fan already, I think it might be a little bit harder.
Really? Because I feel like they do such a good promotion on ATEEZ.
Like, they do a lot of, like, TikTok and stuff, you know? But
no, they have a lot of YouTube content, girl.
That too.
Yeah, because they have, like, each member has their own, like, YouTube segment. So, like, Yunho does his news segment. And then, like, then Sunghwa does his ASMR section. It's, like, they all have, like, little things that they do, which is really nice. And, like Bree said, like, right before their debut, like, they were really trying to promote globally because they even went to the U.S. Then they had their whole dance video that went viral on YouTube. So, I mean, I feel like, I just feel like PR-wise, they do a really good job. I just feel, sometimes I feel like they do too much. There's not enough break. Because I always feel like every couple of months, there's a comeback already. And I'm like, how many comebacks do you need in 1 year? Like, take a break.
That's why they have psychers now.
I think if anything, I think it's like money. Maybe they don't have enough money to promote the artists in the bigger scale.
Yeah.
But I think like with such a dedicated fandom, you can rely on them to some extent too. Because I think KQ, like you said, they have a lot of personal content. And like Yunho and Hongjun are on Idol Radio. And like they're doing stuff like that, so I think it's just a matter of like the market's too saturated, and KQ is a smaller company. So.
That's true.
Yeah. But also to remember, like they did go on their first tour after only 8 months of debuting. So like, and it was a world tour.
I think it was some kind of tour.
World tour. Yes.
Quote unquote. Yes, I think it was like US and Europe.
Yeah. So, but like in 8 months to do that, it's kind of crazy. Because that's,
So would you said you put them in A?
Yeah. To me, they're
A. Are you still like B, A, or where would you put them, my king?
I think we kind of established this. We'll go with A.
A?
All right. Next up, we have DSP. Under DSP, we have Card. That's like their main group in there right now. We also had back then Rainbow, April. I guess another ongoing group they do have is Mire. And then some other groups were SS51 and A-Star 1.
Don't forget Kara.
I'm so out of breath.
Kara.
Oh, yes. Kara. Oh, my gosh. How could I forget Kara? Like, that was one of their, was their main girl group. In
there. Mm-hmm.
Mom. DSP, they used to be, okay, like, beginning of second generation. Mm-hmm. They were very well known. They had great production, great artists. I would say they had a pretty good, like, promotion or, like, media press going on. But somehow, it just trickled down. Like, what happened to you, DSP? Like, after what happened with Kara, what happened with, after SS501 decided to leave, and Rainbow, like, Rainbow started off kind of rocky, and then they had some good songs, and then Rainbow started to die down a little bit. They didn't do too much. I don't know. Like, I feel like there were some leniency going on. Like, they were chill with the members or the artists. But at the same time, there were definitely something going on that kind of, like, made DSP where they are today.
You know what? I think they're more lenient on their boys.
Yeah,
than the girls, because I think a good example of this is like Card, or maybe it's the type of concept the group has. Because with Card, like BM said, like, was it Big Titty Committee? Like, like, I think that's just his nature, maybe that's just his character, you know? But then, like, I think about them and then I contrast it with April. Like, they had this huge, like, April had to disband because one of the girls said that few of the other girls in the group bullied her. And then so it's like such polar opposite things. So it's like, how good is DSP? Like, yes, it is a legacy, more like a legacy entertainment. Mm-hmm. But when I see that, I'm like, I think they are on like the tail end of like their legacy. So like for me, like, would I want to sign up to be a DSP trainee? I think my answer at this point would be no, unless I get to hang out with BM. or else they add me to Card. I would not be opposed to that. But like, I think like at this point though, it's like, oh, we're having a call out for new girl groups. I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm gonna skip you and audition for KQ if they're auditioning for girls, you know?
Yeah. I don't think their management with the artists was going too good, considering like about what has happened and how many artists they actually have under them and how well they're doing or perceived from the public and their fans or like just music listeners. I don't know. Yeah. Their music has changed a lot over time too, which is not necessarily bad, which is kind of good because then they're being versatile. So, but they have come a long way. If I was to grade them, I would give them, like, a D.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Me too.
Okay, D.
I was thinking D for DSP.
Yeah, D for DSP.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, we have Willem.
What? Company stan? Huh?
No. I wouldn't say I'm a company stan. It's just that I like the artists that they have, okay?
Company stan.
No.
I think they definitely have, like, a certain sound. I think that's what makes you a fan, so.
Yes. I would say yes to that, too. Like, I like Infinite. I like the reborn of Golden Child.
Just a certain era.
There is. When they switched their sound in like 2020 there, it was called Reborn. Okay. But I definitely like this newer Golden Child era. Just because I think back then they were a little too I wouldn't say childish, but like too young for me. The music too boyish. Was too, yeah, not my style. And then Rocket Punch, I did like Rocket Punch, but I hate that they're not promoting them as they should compared to Drippin, which came like after them. Because Rocket Punch was doing very well. They had like all the members go on Produce also. So like, of course, you know, while the plate is hot, they're gonna like put them out there and debut them, right? And that they were very popular, but they took 1 year, you guys, 1 year to have their first comeback. I'm like, what the heck? Like their debut song did pretty well, but then they should have like kept their iron hot, but they let it cool down. So I'm like, what the flip? And then after that, they had Drippin come out already because they were also Produce. I'm like, this is so wrong. You know, so many ways.
What's crazy though, because Lovelies came from Lulim too, and I think their concept was different from Rocket Punch, and I think they really fumbled the bag with Lovelies in terms of like promoting them well, because I think you said they had like a complete concept switch up, right? Towards the end, and like people, like I think you said they were well known for like the cutesy fresh girl group. Type of vibe, and like I think when the switch happened, maybe they lost a lot of fans because that is the concept.
But that was like right at the end before they like disbanded. So, but then like the thing is, like they're grown adults now, like they can't keep up with this concept. It's kind of like A Pink, you know, they want that, like you can still kind of have that concept but freshen it up.
Maybe it was too early for them to switch.
No. Girl, they're above our age.
Lovely.
Yes. They're around our age and up.
I don't know.
They're in like their mid-20s. Like, you're going to make me stick with this concept? No thanks. At least that's me. But I definitely would want a sound change. But not to be like mean or anything, I wasn't like Lovely's fan because that's not my type of music. But there was a couple songs that I liked. But I feel like they did have also like a set, like a loyal fan base too. But I feel like their songs weren't like catchy enough, in my opinion.
Their oldest was 1992.
See?
My bad. They should have switched concepts a long time ago.
See? That's why, like, right towards the end, like, I started, like, listening to them more because I'm like, this is more of my style, but, you know.
I know, but Korea doesn't like that. They like their cute girls.
I know, but they're old enough to switch the sound. The thing is, people do like the new sound, too, but I think, like, because of the attention, they didn't have enough momentum to keep it going. Yeah, to keep it going. That's why they're like, you know, we're not gonna promote you anymore because you're already at the end of your contract. But they should. Okay, this is where they went wrong. They should have given them their last comeback because all the girls wanted it too. Like they were, from what I've heard and seen, like they were like, I wouldn't say like begging, but then they were like pleading them to give them like a comeback.
That is really sad.
Yeah. And from what I heard, like some of the girls were planning to stay. But then like after like that, they're like, no. And only one person.
Peace out. Yeah. Dang. But then like they do a good job promoting Kwon Eunbi. So.
Yes. But she's more on the popular side.
So like it's like maybe it's like, because you have a popular artist, you put more of your resources into that.
But
so
she's
then you
just
forget.
By herself too.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay.
But
as
then,
much.
If I was to look at it, they did have like a solo artist before too. They didn't do too well with her. They barely even promoted her. Mm-hmm. So I think because Kwon Eunbi was definitely more popular and she had like a fan base following her. Yeah. That's why they promoted her. And like Infinite, Infinite! Like, towards the end of their career with Fulham too, like, they could have done a lot more, but, you know, Hoya just had to leave. Just kidding.
He just had to mess everything up.
Personally, he should have stayed.
Yeah, he should have stayed.
Yeah.
But he was their dancer, too.
So, just knowing, like, all that, where would you girls place them? I think, like, on average, they do okay. So, I would put them in, like, C tier. I don't think they're as good as RBW. And, like, Pletus is only in C because they suck at managing their girl groups. And what does Wulim do a bad job of? Managing their girl groups. So, maybe C?
Yeah, I definitely give them a C, too. Like, I've told Brianna this multiple times, too. Like, the production of their music video, I feel like, needs a lot of work. But recently, it's gotten better. Recently. But, like, after Infinite, it kind of went down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they need a lot of work. Like, what is this? And they keep having, like, that, no offense, but, like, that filter-looking, blurry, very...
Perfect skin.
Not even
a beauty filter?
It's like a build... a beauty filter where it's, everything's kind of blown up. Like
too bright?
Yeah, too bright. Oh. And then very, like, blurry. And, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it started to get a little bit better. Starting to. But okay. See?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, see. I talked too much about them. Too much to say, Wulim. This is why I said I'm not a Wulim stan. I am a stan of their artists, not of Wulim. But they could definitely use a lot of help on promotion too, because Golden Child, nobody even knew they were coming to the US. Nice. But FNC. Up next, we have FNC. They house some of the most well-known band groups in the Korean music industry, such as CN Blue, FT Island, N-Flying, and we also have SF9, AOA, and Cherry Bullet.
I will be honest, I would place them at C or D.
Oh, dang.
I think I would give them a D.
Oh, dang. I was going to say...
Go ahead, Bree.
I was going to give them a B.
No, I only rank them low because they didn't do a good job with the whole AOA situation.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's out of their control, but these were artists underneath them. And they, if what their members with AOA Mina saying, like, they knew for 10 years about this bullying situation, didn't do anything, then shame on the company.
Yep.
Damn, maybe I'm wrong.
Most of the time, they just want to keep them quiet.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
Cherry Bullet, you don't hear anything about them. Like, they are not promoting Cherry Bullet enough. Even took a long time for SF9 to, like, really hit it off.
Yeah.
Besides Rowoon, what happened to all the other members? Like, hello. It took such a long time for that. And don't get me wrong, they have amazing bands, but, like, there were so many scandals within each band with members. And I don't really remember how the companies handled those situations. But, yeah, to me, overall, looking-wise, production music-wise, amazing, treating artists and, like, managing controversy, scandals, F. So, to me, they're like a C or D.
I agree completely with Sandy. Like, good music, but... how they take care of the artists and how they, like, oversee everything. Bad. So bad.
I mean, I would defer to you girls. But I guess I was going to give them a higher one because a lot of these groups are, like, when they were in their highest, they were in their highest.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why, like, I'm like,
until
oh, like,
crashing
on
down.
Average, they do a decent job. But maybe, like, C then? Because, like, when they did really well, they did really well.
Yeah.
But when they sucked, they sucked.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if both of you girls say D, we can put them in D. So, majority.
Like, even with N-Fly, I feel like they could do much better with N-Fly right now. Like, after their song kind of went viral for the rooftop song, you didn't really hear anything after that, you know?
Yeah.
And AOA, too many things. SF9, at least they're trying to do something. Who knows? But considering that they're not even doing anything with Cherry Bullet, too.
Yeah. No. Let's just put them in D. We can always move them up to a C, but for now, we'll just place them in D tier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, F and C, D tier. Okay. Up next, we have WM. Under WM, we have B1A4, Oh My Girl, On and Off.
It's yeah. Sandu.
Sandu's under B1A4, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are they still a group?
They are.
B1A4?
They just don't. Damn. Here's the thing. They're still a group, but they don't have their main producer songwriter.
Interesting.
Jin Young.
He left the group.
Yeah. So, the thing is, their leader left and their singer, songwriter, producer left. So really, they only have CNU, Sandal. They don't have Bottle anymore. That's right.
Yep. Bottle left.
Yeah.
The Monday, so they only have three members. So.
Yep.
Well, WM. Yeah. I don't know. I like Oh My Girl. I think on average they did a good job. Not in the beginning, but once they hit the viral Dun Dun song.
Nonstop.
Yeah, I think once they were able to break into the market, they did a good job in terms of trying to keep them relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And producing good songs. On and Off is just unfortunate because I think the group is really good. I've mentioned them a couple times throughout our podcast, but I think that boy, when they debuted, it was just so saturated with different groups that it's they got lost. And then B1A4, I do think when they had their first, the tour that I went, nobody really knew it was here. So I just don't think they have either the resources or the connections here stateside to do well promoting them here. But I don't know. I don't know. I would put them in C or B, but I don't know where you girls.
I would give them a C. Based on resources, I feel they might have used more of the resources on production rather than which promotion. Which is kind of a good thing, spending your money on quality than quantity kind of thing. But promotion wise, they could definitely do better. Oh My Girl, I don't want to say they got lucky, but they started to do well. So they were bringing in some kind of money. But otherwise, even before that, I feel they weren't as popular as they could have been. But at the same time, it wasn't my kind of music either. B1A4, they did very well, and then they kind of just disappeared because they had a great fan base back then. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened there, but
probably enlistment killed them.
Yes, enlistment. I think it was enlistment
that killed them.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
because they are older. They are right in our age group.
Yeah, but I don't remember what song was released before they went into the. Into the enlistment, though. I think it was the cowboy song or something.
Yeah, what's happening or something. Maybe
I love their song. After
Starry Night.
Dude, their songs are so good, though. Yeah,
they were so cute.
And they had the best concepts because every song release had a different concept, which was amazing.
I mean, Alien.
See, they do very well with concept. Quirky. They have really good ideas coming from them or their artists, too. But I feel they don't have enough resources to get them out there because... Yeah, they do so well. Even during Kingdom and Queendom, Oh My Girl did so well with the performance and everything. On and Off, they did very, very well as well. I like On and Off, but I don't like On and Off. Their music isn't for me.
I love On and Off.
Their music isn't for me, but at the same time, it's so unique, you know? It's very.
It's like B1A4.
Yeah. Yeah. But I love their vocals. He's amazing. Love him. And then but where would you place them? We have B from Brianna, C from me. What about you, Sandy? I don't think you said it.
I would probably put them at a B. I mean, B? I think on average they did their best, the best they could for their artists with that's the resources true, they had. So
it would be funny if they actually had tons of resources and they just didn't use it well.
That could be it too. See, like, I never see On and Off on like shows or anything.
Yeah,
I don't know about you girls, but yeah. At the same time, I don't really watch shows anymore. But no, I never see them. I see Oh My Girl, but I don't see On and Off.
I just don't think they had the resources for.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're not popular, company, like,
it's hard for you to get them.
It's hard for you to go on the show because shows, they invite you. Producers invite you oftentimes. You're not to the show, and if you're not popular, why would they invite you to the show?
Very true. Very true. Okay, so I guess we'll give them a B. Next up, we have the one and only TS Entertainment.
Dun, dun, dun. Straight to F you go.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, before we even need to name off the artists, we already give them an F. F++. F minus.
Yeah, if we could not even have one, just burn it down. Burn the company down. But obviously, we have to rank them. So, F.
This is the kind of entertainment you do not want to follow their steps, all right?
Mm-hmm. Dude, if TS sends you a, hey, you made it into our training program, run. You said
no.
Run.
For real. They had amazing groups such as Secret, BAP, Sonamu, and Tracing. Like, BAP could have been so, so big. And Secret, I love their music. Yeah. Even though it was more on the scandal-y side.
It's very like mature, music, sexy.
Yeah. I like their music, but they did all of them so wrong.
Yep, every single one of them, every single artist.
Just go search them up. You'll find out everything.
It's just they didn't handle it well. Like, I think it's fine if like you, not fine, but like if I was in their position, my best-selling boy group says, hey, I want more money because your contract is ass. I'd be like, okay, let's negotiate and talk about this. Not like put them into indefinite hiatus and then like after years of going through court battle, they come back and then like they didn't win and then like try to put them on a tour and then the tour sucks. And then so because the tour isn't selling well, you're going to do all these weird-ass tiers of like, ooh, if you pay this much, you get to take an individual
for. Are you talking about the end?
When? Yeah. Like,
it was so sketchy.
It was weird. And
it was
like,
sketchy.
It's like, are they like hostess, like men hostess, or is this a concert? Like, it was just weird. And I'm like, yo, like, if I was like any of the members, I've been like, you know what? I'll just take my losses and I'll just leave. Because, like, it was just weird and sketchy. And like, you do not want to signed for TS, and I don't even know if they're around. Are they still around?
I don't know.
I don't feel like they are anymore.
But like after they came from that hiatus and court battle stuff, you know, I did like their song. I like their song, but that doesn't mean I support TS. All right, I like their song.
Too late,
and it was too late. Like everything was already crashing and burning. Like nobody really knew BAP anymore because they were gone for that long. Yeah. And Byung-gook already left. What else was there? Like, it was, you find out that they're going to disband, but before they disband, we're going to take them on tour, but all the promotion are sketchy as F.
Even the ticket site was weird.
The ticketing, everything was weird. I tried to, like, make sure this isn't, like, some kind of scam.
Was it, like, a casino, too?
I think so. Something like that. But then, because I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I really wanted to go watch BAP, your first K-pop concert, and I couldn't go. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And like, you guys, I was like a huge
baby. That's what they call
baby. What?
Yeah, that's what they call them.
No, I was not,
called
I was
baby.
Not baby. I was not a baby. I was talking about
Jungkook?
The main singers.
Oh,
Daehyun? I was like a huge Daehyun fan.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be my last chance to see all of them before they like leave, right?
Yeah.
But I was trying to make sure I wasn't going to get scammed because it's sketchy. And I was like going to search up like TS or like BAP tour. And then I'm like, I'm not getting anything. This is a scam, man.
Imagine getting scammed by TS Entertainment.
Oh my god,
damn. But I mean, on a good note, Jungkook is going on tour.
Yes.
So not with TS, but if you guys are a BAP fan and you guys like Jungkook, he is going on tour. And I heard tickets are cheap. So
But yeah, nobody really knows him anymore.
So sad. Yeah. What it could have been, guys. It could have been.
F. Nothing else to say. Nothing else.
Okay. Oh, God.
Moving on, we have Starship. In Starship, we have Cable.
Okay.
Soyou.
Okay.
Gravity.
Nice.
Monster X.
Nice.
Cosmic Girls. Nice. And used to have Sistar.
Yes. Just because Shonyu is in Monster X, straight to B or A. But I think being unbiased, I think that's like a pretty star-studded lineup. I think Gravity is still... They debuted in that weird year where there were so many boy groups coming out. But, like, I'm looking at Monster X, Sistar when they were popular, K-Wills, and Soyou, who was from Sistar. Like, I think they've done a pretty good job. And they have IVE now, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they have IVE now, too. So it's like, the one thing I do hate about Starship is that they give Wanyoung too much screen time and not enough screen time for the other girls. But, like, I understand because they're trying to promote their most popular member. Do I think it's fair? No. But I think the only fumble that Starship really has is with Cosmic Girls. Like, I think they were on the rise for a bit. And they have one member that is, like, pretty popular within the actress realm. But, like, I think overall Starship does do a good job and on average does well. So I would, like, they do a good job promoting the artists, at least on this side of the world too, regarding like Monster X, I feel like. So like I would put them in like A, B tier.
Mine is B, C. Somewhere in between B and C.
I would give them a B because they do well, but their artists don't come out to be like over the top compared to like the other companies we'll be naming off soon. Yeah. So, but at the same time, that's also because I wouldn't say they're like a small company anymore, but then like they're still like a pretty like well-known company.
Yeah. I think they're under like a subsidiary under like CJ or like
CJNE,
right?
Aren't they under HYBE now?
No. Starship is like under like a big conglomerate.
Yeah. It could be CJNE.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but yeah, I wouldn't put them at A tier, but maybe, yeah, probably B. On average, you know, they do well.
Yeah, yeah. Not too much to say about them. Like, they kind of hit the basic standard for...
Oh, dang, imagine that's their standard.
Yeah, okay, not basic standard, but they hit the standard at least, or like just a little bit above the standard.
Yeah, because my only issue lies with when they send their artists to produce shows. Because if you paid attention to that whole Produce 101 situation and scandals.
Oh, yeah, like paying the company.
Paying because there was somebody that did get arrested under Starship Entertainment. So that's the only issue I'm having problems with. That's why I wouldn't put them at the top. Because if you pay your artist to get into... if you pay your artist to get into a group, like a short sub...
Oh, shoot, yeah, they were sketchy, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Next up, we have Cube Entertainment. Wow. Mixed feelings coming together. Just kidding. I give them like a D.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would give them a D.
B, you said?
A D.
Okay, I was like, what?
No. Because they didn't handle Hyuna and Edon situation well. Gina situation. They did not handle that well. They did not handle Highlight or Beast well. A lot.
They're kind of mean, aren't they?
CLC, they didn't handle that well. So...
They don't handle any of that well. They have good artists. They have very good artists, but they trash them.
I think one thing they're just not good at is like letting their artists go nicely.
Yes.
And that's like, a problem.
It's because they're like, if you don't want to stay with us, we're going to ruin you.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Thank you. But like they do have big artists like B2B, G Idol had like a breakout year last year. Yeah. I don't know. Pentagon is like doing okay.
Think about G Idol. They didn't handle the Sujin situation well at all. They didn't even side with her. They didn't say anything. It was literally like, we're letting her off. That whole situation, Pentagon, right as they were about to get their breakout because of Shine, because Yiran was dating Hyuna.
Yeah, because Pentagon was on the rise and then that happens. Like, so what? Your artists are dating. They're old enough.
At least they're dating each other. Right. You know? Not like someone outside of the company.
At least you can still control them. You know, whatever. Because Edan and Hyuna, they did so much better elsewhere, you know?
Yeah.
And I just feel bad for BTOB. How did y'all stay there for that long? And not just that. You know how in Produce, there was that Chinese member. Like, he was talking about Cube 2 about, like, mistreatment.
Oh, yeah, shoot. I forgot about that.
Like, being international.
Yang Yang. That's NCT.
I don't know his name.
Like one or something.
Let me look this up.
It was Like One or something. I remember it's Al. And his name was. Yeah.
He's an actor now in China. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Cube, but like a lot of entertainment business too. Like they.
Huh? Is it Yana?
No.
Oh, it's Lin Guai Lin or Lin Guai Lan.
Yeah. But then, like, they mistreat the international members compared to Korean.
Because they, like, banished the Yanan guy for, like, a long time, too. Like, he's just in China, couldn't do anything. And then, rumors has it, I think, what's his name? Pinio said he couldn't go home for his sister's wedding.
Whoa.
I don't know if this is confirmed. But like I think he said somewhere, I could be wrong, but I think somewhere that he couldn't go home because his company wouldn't let him. But yeah, now that you girls say that, I think definitely D or C tier. Like I think like personally, production wise, they have wonderful artists and trainees. They have talented trainees. But then like in terms of personal management between the relationship between like the members, the artists and them, like I think it could definitely be a lot better. So I'm good with D for Q.
Yeah.
There's like some little light, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So going into more of the top four companies now, as everybody should know them, right?
Yes.
We have JYP. JYP. Under JYP, we have 2PM, Twice. Used to have GOT7. There's Day 6, 15, Stray Kids. And Mitsu, which is a Japanese girl group that they have. ITZY. And of course, you can't forget JY Park, his...
himself.
I was like, that doesn't sound right. JYP himself.
And then you said Wonder Girls too.
Yeah. So JYP himself, no, Wonder Girls is not there anymore.
They used to have Wonder Girls.
Oh yeah. They used to have Wonder Girls.
Yes. My goodness.
What? JYP.
They were the house. They were one of the top house. I mean, I guess you could still, Yeah. Because they have Twice and they have Stray Kids.
And
Yeah, and ITZY, I feel like ITZY didn't make it as big as Twice. Like, Twice was just, like, they're just, like, up there, you know? Yeah. But considering with all the groups that have been coming out recently, we have noticed some changes. But JYP, where would you guys place them on our tier?
B.
B?
Yep.
Oh, really?
To me, he's a B.
I would definitely say they used to be A tier.
Yeah.
But for me now, I feel like they're more of the B tier too. Oh, like they used to do pretty well, you know?
Yeah.
He was doing something right, obviously, you know, except for he wanted all of them to kind of have that same way of vocal mm-hmm. vocal training.
Oh my god, he's so annoying. Whenever I watch him coach people, I'm like,
ugh. I can't say anything about that. The songs that they have from JYP are very good. I forgot Miss A too. Like, they have pretty good songs too.
Yeah.
So overall, you girls,
B tier.
Yeah.
Dang.
All right. So we have JYP at B tier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next up, we have the one, the only big hit entertainment with BTS and TXT. I would give them, even though I'm not a fan, I would give them an S.
Honestly, would say like an S or A tier. Like, they would be what the standard should look like.
Yes.
When it comes to production freedom, the way, since Big Hit started at such a small company.
Oh yeah.
And to what they are now, definitely like they're the standard of like artists having freedom, mm-hmm. being able to put out good music.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Depends on the music you like.
I know you.
So,
yeah, I'm like holding myself back because I'm like, S tier! Straight to S tier! But I truly think that like Big Hit as a company, like the only area where I see that they did a really bad job on is girl groups. They don't know how to manage girl groups with what happened with Glam. I don't know what happened there, but something happened. But then, like, from that point on, I think they've been nervous to, as Big Hit as an entertainment, release a girl group. But I think they do well enough with boy groups that they don't have to, like, debut a girl group, you know? And they have their subsidy. And, like, we're just talking about Big Hit. But, but I think, like, as a company, like, everybody from BTS resigned.
Yeah.
7 extra years even before their contract was up. So, like, I think that tells you a lot about the company. And then, like, when people need to go on break, they could. But the only thing that I saw that was, like, it was when, like, I think at some point in the height of, like, that whole Butter Boy in Love era, I think the boys could have taken a break just because they were pushing so hard to break it into America. They look so tired sometimes.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, I don't know if this is the company pushing them or if it's them pushing themselves. But I think as a company, you can step in and be like, hey, let's take a break. And they always, like, release content. And I truly think Big Hit is, like, a standard. And, like, if I was a trainee and Big Hit was, like, maybe not based on, like, their track record. But if they're like, oh, we're opening auditions for Big Hit. I think I would definitely apply. Not to say I would get in, but like I would want to apply because I think it's kind of at this point, if you debut under Big Hit, you would be a success to some degree.
Well, I think before what Big Hit is now, like they did pretty well back then in promoting BTS. And then I think one of the things too is that BTS, they were supposed to be more hip-hoppy, so they were a little more, like, laid-back. I'm not sure if they have, like, that creative freedom. I feel like they did a little bit. But at the same time, like, the members, I feel like they were all on the same idea and track of what they wanted and how the company was making them sound like, too. So it wasn't too bad. I mean, Suga probably wanted it to be more hip-hop than it was, but I mean, he was going to leave, but they convinced him to stay. Yeah. So there was something going on there, right? Something good. And considering that they're all still there, very good. I just feel like during the Butter era, they didn't have to change them to sound like that because they were already working well the way they were. I guess experiment. Who knows? TXT did pretty well too. I didn't even really know about Glam. So we'll talk about YG next. You girls probably have a lot to say about YG.
I don't.
Interesting.
Okay, so, where do you place them then?
I would probably put them like C or D. Like you tried, oh, wow, but like you kind of sucked at the same time. Like,
dang.
I think at one point they were probably like, I would say an A tier, but like, as years progressed and as their CEO did some messed up stuff, like every...
That's true, considering what's happening right now.
No, I think you're right in saying that, like, if I were to look for entertainment companies to audition for, and let's say I'm the best singer, best dancer person, I don't think I would even consider YG, considering, like, I think one thing that I just don't think worked for them well in today's day and age is the quality over quantity thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand the sentiment in that, but I don't, mm-hmm, I think it really hurts you as an artist now, because mm-hmm, you need to be in front of people all the time to be,
yeah,
competitive. And I think with that mindset that I feel like they still have, it has hurt them a lot. Not even mentioning like the scandal with like Burning Sun and all that, mm-hmm, stuff. So like, I don't think I would place them at C, because if I look at them as like an overall company, I would put them in like B, because I'm like, they did well, but like all of that stuff really overshadows like them as a group now. And I think it's really sketchy that Bang Yi-ram, who has been with them for years, decided to leave. So like, I think something happened there. I don't know, yeah, what it is. But something definitely happened. So I would put them in, like,
yeah,
B. Because I still think that, like, when Baby Monster comes out, people are still going to tune in. Because they have that impact still. Mm-hmm. So, and they have Blackpink. Even, yeah. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I would give them a C.
C?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I said B. You said C. What did you say, Sandy?
I'll put them at a C.
Okay.
Yeah.
They tried. C they go.
C it is.
Damn.
Like, not KQ beating YG.
Woo! Because if I was an artist, I'm going to put out music, you know?
Yep.
And yep. Like, yeah, I'm glad that you give me some leniency that I don't always have to be doing comebacks or like releasing yeah, music. But at I also want to release music, you know?
Yeah.
Give me that resource that you have. All right. So we have YG at C. And then last but not least, we have SM Entertainment. Dun,
dun, dun. The original entertainment themselves. Okay. Yeah. SM Town. Where would we put SM Town?
I would put...
Were there some of the artists?
Oh, yes. At SM Town. Oh, my gosh. We didn't even name it off for YG, but maybe some people don't even need it. Sorry, but at SM Town, SM Towns is at SM Entertainment. We have very well-known groups from, like, first gen to fourth gen
all here. All the generations.
Just to name off some. We have currently Aespa, Red Velvet, SHINee, TVXQ, Super Junior, all those Super Juniors at their like sub-label under SM. And we used to have SES, FX, BoA. We still have NCT and so, so much more that we can name off. Mm-hmm. But those are the ones that everybody knows.
I don't know if you mentioned EXO.
Oh, and EXO.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think if I was a trainee, I think I would... Okay, let's say all that stuff didn't happen with, like, the CEO stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, none of that came to the public eye. I personally, I think if I were to go to SM Town and train with them, like, as a trainee, I think I would want to sign with SM Town. Just because, like, these are really big name artists. And more oftentimes than not... SM Town artists will stay with SM Town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they suck with their international artists, specifically their Chinese ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But, and like what they did with FX was downright dirty. Like, y'all suck, SM Town, for doing that.
But like, I think overall, like, these are like legacy pillar groups in regarding like their own generation. I don't know what's gonna happen with like the fourth generation with aespa and NCT. I know some girls have certain feelings about NCT, but I think like SM Town, I would give them like A or S even, but more likely A, just because like their production typically is really good. They have budgets for their music videos, and their trainees typically like get good promotions with SM rookies. And then like, I don't know, they're you don't wonder where these members are, because they're always doing something most of the time.
Mm-hmm. I would give them an A. Like, as much as I hate giving them that to, knowing how like they treat some artists, like overall, like they do everything very well, going from like promotions to music production and treating the artists. Supposedly, like they treat their artists like God.
Like, oh.
Yeah, like
interesting.
Like their management would have to like, it's like the U.S. Where like, you know, the artist like is the star. They treat them like a star, pretty
like
much
a celebrity, yeah. And not necessarily you work for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in that way, I feel like it's kind of nice, because then, you know, like the other companies, it's more like beating them down, mm-hmm. whereas this, it's like trying to elevate them to like
superstardom.
Yeah, to like keep them positive and everything. I wouldn't say, I don't know if like they would make it seem, I mean, for some of the artists, they could come off snobby if like they receive that kind of treatment, you know. But I'm not saying all artists are like that, but some can get snatched up in that whole stardom, you know? But then like, if I was to like be in their entertainment and be treated in that way, I would feel good, because then it's like, they're not like, it kind of helps with your mental mentality too.
I mean, you want to be treated well by your company, regardless, yeah. No matter where you are. So, I mean, if that's the case, as long as you don't get a big head,
yes,
like,
exactly.
Then like, you're doing okay. I think like, I don't want to bring it back to big hit, but I think there's a difference between being grounded and then being like, have your ego inflated so much that you think you're above everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying SM artists are like this, but there is this persona of like, these SM artists are untouchable because they're celebrities amongst celebrities. So, yeah, what about you, Sandy?
I would have put them in B, but I don't think they do good production. I've mentioned this many times before, but they don't do enough for their artists' mental health overall, mm-hmm. which is a problem to me. Because yes, you can put them into stardom, but if you're not helping your artists when they're pleading for help and not giving them the breaks that they need, to me, you're not a good company, because mm-hmm. your artists' mental health is as important as their physical health.
Yep.
Especially
what happened with FX. Hopefully they learned something.
I think the thing too is when NCT was on tour, Haechan needed to take a break, but it took a lot for SM to say Haechan's gonna go on a break.
My only problem is they also like, with besides SNSD or Girls' Generation. Like, I'm starting to see this with Red Velvet, is that because now they have aespa, Red Velvet is being pushed to to the side. And now the focus is aespa, because that's what they did with FX. Is that as soon as they put out Red Velvet, FX was pushed to the side.
Even before Red Velvet came out, they already pushed FX to the side.
Yeah, and it sucked, because I think the only thing FX ever got was a fandom name. No, maybe not even a fandom name, a color. A fandom cult.
Oh my god, I think you're right.
Sandy's like, oh my god. This is because they just focused on one artist in the group.
Hello.
It sucks.
They didn't know what to do with FX, I think.
Yeah.
Well, they were doing pretty well, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't a fan of them, but then, like, they had a good following right after they came out. But maybe Girls' Generation was still, like, way too big.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, I felt like FX still had, like, a good coming.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like they still focus way too much on one person and FX.
I think it's because of X. Not because of EXO.
Oh,
but I think it's because EXO got so big.
Yeah,
all their resources went towards EXO. Yes. Rightfully so, but it makes sense because they were doing so well when, like, the 2013, 14, 12.
2012.
Like, that era, like, they were doing so well that, like, all their focus went to
EXO.
Let's make the most money that we can.
Mm-hmm.
And FX wasn't making the money like that.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. Like, I wish we could, like, be a fly on the wall in these, like, talks and things like that. Because, like, for us as, like, K-pop fans, we only see the product of, like, the what they do. But, yeah.
Like, it makes sense. It makes sense and it doesn't make sense. Because SM is so big that you should be able to have, like, groups managing each of them on their own, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I do get, like, you don't want to, like, make your groups compete against each other. That's why they spread them out. But then, like, to only focus on one group for, like, a whole year,
mm-hmm.
when you have all these groups under you is, like, terrible, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because that's why I don't like it when you have too many artists under your company. Like, if you can't even focus on all of them at once, don't debut them at the, like, so close together,
I mean, I see where you girls are coming from with, like, the A. Like, I don't mind putting them A, but, like, also, I just think they suck at handling scandals.
Oh my god, there's a whole Chris Wu Luhan Chinese thing. B or C, they go. Never mind, I totally forgot about that. They go below A. Yeah, they don't treat their international members very well.
Yeah, and, like, think about TVXQ.
Oh my god, yeah, see.
As a five. See? That was not handled well.
See?
That's why I was like, maybe to me, they're like B or C. Like, I see where you're coming from, H, because production-wise, they're amazing. But, like, if I'm looking overall, like, how many Chinese members? Because Hangan, you have to remember Hangan, the first original person that left. And also remembering that, like, their contracts are 10 years. It's not 7 years. It's 10 years.
Back then, even when, 10 years.
Yeah, even when Chris Wu left, he was still under SM.
They do such a good
trial.
They do such a good job. Like,
they do good with the Korean artists.
Like, start in, like, dazzling you with their SM thing that you forget about this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
This is SM. This is why it's SM.
I think it's because they've been, like, around for so long and they were the standard for so long that, like, I totally forgot about these things.
This is the thing. SM can treat their artists very well. Or else you go down. They bring you down.
They will blacklist you. Allegedly blacklist.
Yeah, that's true. Just like, oh, Jessica? Just oh, like my Jessica. God. You know what? Maybe they go to F, bro.
If you're up there for them, you get everything.
They're
if,
like,
you're, if you leave SM, they will knock
what's,
you
what's
down.
What's that one girl from Mean Girls? The blonde girl.
Regina.
They're the Regina George of entertainments, bro.
No, because that's why I was like, are we not going to talk about, like, Girls' Generation? Because the whole Jessica situation did not end well. Like, I don't know if you would look into it. She did film the music video and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They had to cut her out.
And recorded, yeah.
Yeah, they had to record it.
They had to re-record it and cut her out. Because if you read her book, allegedly it's because she also wanted to pursue something else.
Her fashion.
Yes, and they said nope. Some members allegedly said nope. You choose us or you leave. And then they decided to just kick her out. So, and now she's allegedly
thriving.
she's
China, she's thriving.
Yeah, she is thriving in China.
In Korea, maybe not so much. Yeah. But
I mean,
oh my god,
if
okay.
She's blacklisted, she can't perform in Korea.
No,
so,
But yeah, I. After all this talk, maybe a B for me. Like, I used to like their production too, but now they all kind of sound the same for me, especially for the boy groups. The girl groups, I like how they still have their own unique sound, but for the boys, I feel like it's too similar.
I think, like I said, I think one thing they always excel at are concepts, no matter how controversial they may be. Like, but like, now that I'm remembering all these things and instances, I would put them at like a C with Pletus, because like, if you look at the tiers that we have for these other groups, Starship, RBW, and WM, they don't really have issues like that. Maybe because they're like smaller companies. But, like, we put Pletus down in C because they mishandle their girl groups. We put YG down in C because they mishandle controversies. So, I think they would go in C.
Okay. I see where you're coming from. Yeah, I would put SM in C. Like, I would still audition for them. But then I'd be worried because I'm, like, I'm a foreign member.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd be worried. Maybe I'll
leave early. But they have a Japanese member.
They have a Chinese member, too.
I know, but he hasn't done any... McCain, he hasn't done anything. The Japanese member hasn't done anything since his debut in 2021. So.
So, see?
So.
Dang, this is an interesting list.
Okay. Now that we have put SM on C tier, let's go through all of our list again and see where they lie. So. Starting from the bottom at F tier, we have TS Entertainment.
Boo.
At E tier, which we pretty much didn't have like an opinion on, we had Brand New Music. At D, we had DSP, FNC, and Cube Entertainment. At tier C, we have Pletus, Willem, YG, and SM.
That is crazy.
We have RBW, WM, and Starship. And lastly, we have JYP. At A tier, we have KQ Entertainment. And at S tier, we have only one entertainment, and that is Big Hit.
Wow.
They're doing something right here. So,
what do you girls think about our end results? Is there anyone you would move personally, or like, do you feel like this is where everybody should kind of end up?
I look at our C tier and I almost feel like I gotta push Pletus up to B tier just because of how bad the other companies are.
I think it's good where it's at. I think it's pretty good. I think also with them, like the last four entertainments that we talked about, because they're so big, our standards are a little bit higher, and we put them a little bit higher because they have the resources and everything. So,
well, we'll probably post up our ranking on Instagram. But if you want to do your own tier ranking with what we did, we will post the link too. And do share with us what you think, because I think your results would probably look very different from ours, so.
Yeah. And who knows? I don't think we were too biased.
I don't think either.
I think we looked at them very reasonably. So. And that's a wrap for this week's episode. Thank you, everyone, who has stuck around since 2020. And to all the new listeners who tune in bi-weekly, hopefully you all enjoyed this episode as we ranked a few of the biggest entertainment labels in the South Korean music industry. Let us know which label you think is S tier on our social media accounts. For this week, we recommend you listen to BB Animal Farm. Like always, make sure you hit follow, like, or subscribe on our preferred podcast platform so you know when our next episode drops. If you'd like to talk to us or want more information on today's episode, head on over to our Instagram at playlist.club. As always, thank you all for joining us here at the Playlist Club.
Bye! Bye.